But Primetime obtained some of Tilton's financial documents. These are daily deposits. And based on these, Tilton's followers sent his ministry conservatively $80 million a year, tax-free.
Good morning and welcome to Word of Faith Family Church.
Tilton's televised service is an expensive multimedia variety hour. But for all his flashy style, Tilton insists he's still a simple preacher who cares about the sickness and suffering of his followers.
Bones, come together! Now move it around. Start moving it around. Start thanking God. Who else is in severe pain?
He also tells followers he'll pray for their miracles, so they should send him money.
Today is a miracle day.
In this fundraising campaign 2 months ago, Tilton told followers he was making a pilgrimage to the mountains just for them.
Separated myself from the hustle and bustle of the city life, just as Jesus withdrew himself and went to the mountainside to pray.
Like Jesus? The Bible says Jesus went to fast and separate himself from worldly things. Pastor Bob flew first class to a posh ski resort in Colorado. 3 suitcases for 5 days. A room with a fireplace. He even brought his own television along, while asking followers to send in money.
Yes, ma'am.
So we decided to take hidden cameras to see what we could learn about Robert Tilton's fundraising. It led us first to the nerve center of his ministry, the company that organizes his direct mail. It's called Response Media.
Bob is doing far better than anyone knows.
Jim Moore is president of Response Media. He handles not only Tilton, but a number of big corporate accounts. We told Moore that we were media consultants for this man, Dallas Minister Ole Anthony. We asked him to show us how to start a big money ministry like Tilton's.
Give him something free. You know, we want to mail you the latest copy of X. Get the name and address.
No.
New names is the key. That's new names. New names.
We learned that once people give you their names, it's easy to keep them on the hook. You mail them something with a gimmick in it.
First of all, when you send an item in it, it gets your attention. That's number one.
Tilton sends out an avalanche of things he asks viewers to send back to him. Miracle prayer cloths he promises to touch and place upon an altar. Cords he says he'll place on a wall of deliverance. Arrows he'll use to take aim at a sufferer's needs. A tracing, place your hand there and he'll put his hand there too. There's holy water from the River Jordan, miracle anointing oil. Though Moore said some of the items come from that holy place, Taiwan.
We get stuff from Taiwan.
The letters accompanying the items are written by ghostwriters to pressure followers to write back and make donations, too. Does it work? People send them in by the truckloads. It's a great marketing scheme.
There is a feeling of obligation to send it back, and they do. And usually they're going to send it back, oh, I'll go ahead and put $5 in. I'm not sure exactly all the reasons why it works, but I can tell you from years and years of experience, it does.
And when the letters arrive, they're processed so the company knows which fundraising appeals you can use to squeeze followers for the most donations.
Take clients' files and run them up against demographic information and create a profile of who their people are. How many people have cars that are new.
So it's market research, not God, who can tell Tilton which appeals reach the richest donors, which illnesses create the most dollar opportunities.
Someone had a growth. I just saw a growth being healed.
And Tilton creates the impression that after he pays for his overhead and all that expensive airtime, the money goes to good works like these, his missions around the world. But we tracked down every charitable contribution of Tilton we could find. And we calculate he spends more in a year on billboards around Dallas than he does on all of these missions combined. And what about this mission, Tilton's orphanage in Haiti? We kept thinking about Bob Jones and how he told us you could just fix yourself up a sign and claim an orphanage.
Put your name on there, whatever you want.
At the World Harvest Orphanage.
Tilton uses 3 different names for his Haiti orphanages. So when we went to Haiti, we asked the government officials in charge of foreign missions if they'd heard of any of Tilton's orphanages.
No.
They said no.
So nothing from Robert Tilton there. Yeah.
And Tilton's marketing director made it clear when it comes to money for missions, Tilton is very smart. He's careful not to say what donation goes where, so he can avoid, again, how Jim and Tammy got caught.
They could have taken as much money as they wanted to and never gotten in trouble.
Yeah. See, that's why.
So you advise clients to sort of keep it non-specific?
Well, if you can raise it being non-specific, I always recommend that.
He never
raised money for a specific project.
I see you never heard a TV preacher asking for money like this before.
Robert Tilton, as I knew him, was practicing to become a salesman. That was his concept of success.
This man who wanted anonymity is just one of several old friends of Robert Tilton who talked to us. He remembers when they were in college, they would use drugs or get drunk and go off to tent revivals as a kind of sport.
And we'd be drunk and go down front, fall to our knees, speak in tongues. I think that anybody was there would realize that some people are going to believe anything. And all you have to do is capitalize on that belief.
Tilton and his friends started developing parodies, so-called Jesus raps of their own.
Oh, dear God, come into this young woman's life here tonight. She has a need to find Christ.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we believe in prayer. We believe in miracles.
I personally thought I was a lot better at it than he was.
Tilton, who never finished college, admits he was a drug user, but says he was saved when some people came to his house and explained Christ.
I just changed. I just fell in love with everybody.
But he never tells followers how he and his friends talked about running preacher scams and cashing in.
We said that when we graduated, that we would buy a good tent, a dynamite sound system, a good amen section, and fly around the country and get rich.
We sold everything that we had, bought an old ragged tent and a big old truck and a travel trailer, and we headed out to tell people about this gospel of Jesus.
That was 1974 when Tilton started out, and by 1981, he had hit the big time. How? Primetime has learned that for several years, Tilton courted a man news accounts have tied to organized crime and drug smuggling. Herman Beebe, a financier whose banks gave Tilton a $1.3 million loan, though Tilton claims he never met the man. And after Tilton got the money, he got a new image, too. A permanent wave for his hair, plastic surgery, and like his good buddy Jim Baker, a talent for tears on demand.
He says, I was washing my face this morning, all the cancer fell off.
And we were there one day with hidden camera when he made it clear the tears of his followers are good for the TV pitch, too.
But I think so many people crying, you know, the one with the emotion, they're crying, and then over the running, and then the crowd shots, and all that going on.
I thought I was coming there to really help people and to minister to their needs.
Bill Hardy left the Tilton ministry after 2 years as a telephone prayer minister, taking calls from desperate followers.
In July of 1989, a computer was installed to keep track of our times. And so we had to basically be off the line in 7 minutes.
Hardy showed us the phone scripts, which directed ministers to get a minimum bow of $100 from each caller.
We truly became the McDonald's of ministry. We were selling our ministry for money.
And if Hardy felt he was taking advantage of the callers, imagine how this woman felt. Elizabeth Montcalm, a temporary employee at AT&T. When Tilton went to Israel last year, she and others at AT&T were asked to pose as Tilton prayer ministers.
I got people calling about their sons being on drugs or alcoholics or husbands being an alcoholic. I mean, people are telling you their most intimate secrets, their personal stuff about themselves. And here I am, you know, just a temporary employee from AT&T.
AT&T has since stopped taking Tilton's calls. He now uses people off the street.
The Lord spoke to me and said, Bob, I'm sending you to people that have nothing.
And his followers believe what Tilton says about himself in the ministry magazine. that he only gets a salary set by an independent firm and one perk, a parsonage. But could this be the parsonage in Swank Rancho, Santa Fe, California? A $4.5 million Lakeview home with pool, jacuzzis, thousands of dollars in furnishing, a four-car garage for Tilton's Mercedes. Though the title is in the name of Tilton's lawyer, Tilton has lived here for the past 2 years, and the house was paid for in cash. Or is this the parsonage in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where Tilton has just bought a $132,000 boat? This time he put the house in the name of a holding company, allegedly for security. But according to bank documents, it's Tilton who owns it. And Tilton's ministry is building yet another home in Las Colinas, Texas, while in the meantime renting a fourth home, also in Texas, for $6,000 a month.